Blog Talk Radio.
I think I figured it out, man. I'm running the show tonight, and I cannot figure out how to turn that song down. It's crazy. I know, it's crazy. Only been doing it for a few years. What up, y'all? We're hanging out tonight with Gary Carlton. Man, I'm really excited. We talked to him a while ago when he was just starting out his company, GSC, and he was doing really good then, and I know he's doing good now. I know a bunch of Scusa stuff's coming up. He's got big plans, so let's hang out. We'll listen to one or two songs. We'll get him right on, and thanks for hanging out with us tonight, man. Was it hot enough for you today? Man, I was outside all day. It was only 105. Oh, my Atlanta. It was hotter than Hades. All right. This is Harrell. This is Hump Day with Harrell exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. How am I doing with no nothing queued up? All right. Here we go.
When I stop and think about all the good times that we had in our life, takes me to a better place. Free space inside my mind, everything that you gave me, I needed just to survive. You were right there next to me, right where I'd expect you'd be. Never took it for granted, your simple smile and a wink, 'cause I really needed you, 'cause I really needed to grab a hug and a kiss. So I feel just like this, with a love that's so strong and a bond carried on. With the hands you would lend, you gave to me, all the miles that we drove, all the things that I wanted, yes, you'd make you.
Nevada Kart Sport, 1220 East Gregg Street, number 17, Sparks, Nevada, 89431. Rodney Rivera has been involved in karting for over 20 years. Rodney does driver coaching and tuning, and has won over 15 championships tuning and coaching drivers over the years. Rodney is also a dealer for Burrell, Tony Kart, CRG, and Ital Kart. So for all your karting needs, call Rodney at Nevada Kart Sport. 775-219-4184. That's 775-219-4184.
Yeah.
Nevada. Some lavish green right there. Tahoe band. Amazing band. LG is in the house. How y'all doing? We're waiting on a few callers. I said I wasn't going to play as much music this time around, but we're going to tonight play a couple more songs, so bear with me. Hang out. Chris Ross was helping us out. I don't know what happened. I guess I'd like to thank him for nothing, because thanks a lot, Rafi. But anyways, used to that kind of stuff, you know what I mean? Everyone's gung-ho, and then they find out that it's work to run a radio show. Not all fun and games, but it's pretty much fun and games. I have fun. You guys have fun. We all have fun. So hang out with me. Listen to another song, and hopefully we can get Gary on the phone. And, yeah, hang out, man. Hang with me. This is Harrell. Hump Day with Harrell. Exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
Advanced Karting Championship is coming to a track near you. This organization is focused on growing the sport of karting at the grassroots level on up. All aspects of the series are based and focused around the racer. Come out and support local racing at a track near you. For more information, go to www.kpxracing.com. That's www.kpxracing.com.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just dumb? I went to a shrink to analyze my dream. She says it's like a sex that's bringing me. There were horses.
All right. How about enough music already? Man, I told you guys I wasn't going to play that much music, and I ended up playing a lot tonight. I apologize for that. But we do have Gary Carlton on the phone with us. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you guys?
Good, man. Real good. I apologize for the studio. I'm solo in here. I'm trying to do everything, and it gets hard sometimes, man, all these buttons pushing, and I haven't done it for a while, so I've had other people doing it, and I kind of forget how to do some stuff, and man, it's a pain in the butt. But what's new with you, man? How you been? What have you been doing? You been staying COVID-free?
Yeah. I mean, actually, I literally was at the track today over at Dixon doing some testing with a new driver that's going to be coming on our team, Ayrton Littell, and we're actually going to be going back out there tomorrow. Obviously, we did it, you know, kind of in the morning sessions, being it's so hot these couple of days. But, I mean, been at it every day, really haven't it'd be a lie to say I haven't taken any days off during this COVID deal. I mean, I probably took 3-4 days to, you know, kind of reflect and then, you know, take a little break. But I've been pushing hard, been trying to get people to the track. Redding's been open, so we went there. Willow Springs, Button Willow, now Dixon's open. So, I mean, we've been trying to hit the tracks as much as we can, keep on going on the track. And then, I mean, to be honest, the COVID deal, I mean, we all know it's taken a huge impact in the economic department, I'm sure, with everyone's business and everything. But I guess on the flip side and on, you know, looking up on the positives, it gave me a lot of time to work on a lot of projects that I think are really going to help myself and my team and my product technically, where I maybe wouldn't have had time to do it during the season, during the races, when we kind of had that shutdown for a few weeks where we couldn't go to the tracks. I just stayed here in the shop and worked on those things and then got them all dialed in. So I'm actually pretty excited to have that time to do where I was planning on doing it on, you know, this winter, and then just kind of got it done earlier so I can actually start, you know, testing out these things during the rest of the season.
Good. So you've been busy, man. You've been a busy boy.
Yeah. I mean, almost trying to do something every day, trying to, you know, get caught up. I mean, just little things. I mean, it took a while, you know, took all my tents, cleaned them all, organized them all a little bit better, color coordinated all the poles. So it makes it a lot easier when we mount them, and just, you know, little right. stuff like that, and organizing the shop. And like I said, and then a bunch of technical stuff that I really don't want to go get into and give all my technical secrets, but got to really work on those. And that was, I think, you know, we'll see the fruits of that labor throughout the season.
Right on. What, let's see, last time I talked to you, you were just getting going, man. You were just like kind of getting everything in order, and shoot, that was like a little over a year ago now. So, I mean, compared to then, how's everything going now? Is it going a little smoother for you? Are you getting in where you fit in, per se, and everything's working out? Or tell us a little bit about what's been going on.
Yeah, I mean, naturally, I think for anyone, when you start doing something new, it might seem a little bit overwhelming because, you know, you're maybe not used to, you know, the rhythm of things, or you're just kind of finding your way. And I mean, naturally, we've been kind of growing with dealers. We got 3 dealers now, working on hard with a 4th one now, that I think that'll really kind of up our sales and help us with the development, especially with the 100cc and the cadet style carts. And, you know, we've just been working hard. We came out with a new cadet cart that's been going really well. We had some success with Nico Serafati the beginning of the season with the Challenger Americas, taking home the micro championship and with that. And we came out with the GFC Young Driver Development Program, where we got myself right now and Sonny Cervelli as coaches. We're really trying to push that. So I would say, you know, I'm getting better at being able to manage my time and maybe not feeling so overwhelmed, but I think as we're growing, you know, the workload is becoming a little bit more. But I've been really lucky to have a lot of good guys that are a part of my team that help me out at the races. And Sonny Cervelli has been a huge part, also coming to the shop every once in a while and helping us out. So, just chugging along and trying to keep ahead of ahead of the curve and, you know, try to always push ourselves to find every last little ounce and try to, you know, offer something that maybe no one else does, you know, separate ourselves from the rest.
That's right. That's right. So you said you had one championship, the cadet. Is that your only one yet, or have you had more championships already?
So we won, I guess, the shifter cart last year. We won the Sonoma Rock Challenge with Cole Shade, and then also our dealers back east won the F1 Boston shifter championship with driver Jason Henrique, and then we did the Challenge of Americas where Hunter Pickett won the championship the beginning of this year, and Cole Shade actually finished second. So we've won a few more championships. I mean, I guess I'm not the guy to kind of sit here and, you know, talk about all the races we won, but I can say that, you know, the team as a whole, I look at it, you know, as progress with the drivers and everything, and it's been really good. I mean, the last race in Cal Speed, we were able to put four shifter drivers inside the top five in one of the finals. And actually in one of the races in Phoenix in the beginning of the year, we were able to sweep the podium. So it's kind of a showing that the team as a whole is just, you know, maybe one driver that's having success, but numerous drivers. And I think that was my whole idea and main goal of the team. I didn't want to focus just on one driver and then, you know, have just everybody else get the second hand. I try to give everyone the same amount of time. And then if the drivers are struggling, you know, help them more and not just focus on the guy that maybe can win the race, but, you know, try to keep the whole team up running fast, because, I mean, that's the whole name of the game, in my opinion. If you can have numerous amount of drivers running in the front instead of just one, you know, it just shows good for the program and good for the product.
Yeah, yeah, I think that says a lot for your cart, too, you know, because the really good, like, you could get in any cart, give you about half a dozen laps or a couple dozen laps, and you're going to figure that card out and make it go fast. You know what I mean? To be successful, I think it's huge for you to take somebody that's, you know, not as known and make them win. You know what I mean? That's huge. I think that's huge.
Yeah, and that's why we started the GFC Young Driver Development Program, because, I mean, we can tune a go-kart to, you know, what we would hope, you know, is at the highest level possible. But in the end, in go-karting, the beautiful thing about go-karting is, you know, 90% of it is about the driver and having the driver get the most out of it. And like I said, we were really fortunate to have Sonny Cervelli come on board to help me out. And I got a great group of mechanics that some been racers themselves, so we have a great, you know, great hub of knowledge and experience underneath the team that can help drivers, you know, get the maximum out of them. And we do a lot of things, you know, mental exercises, and we have physical exercises, and we kind of, instead of just looking at it as you know, how to drive a go-kart fast, I believe there's so much more involved. You know, just getting in the track mentally prepared. And, you know, we do a lot of things like meditation and just, you know, talking with the drivers and having them understand the go-karts more and just not showing up and, you know, throwing their helmet on and us telling them, hey, you're turning in early, they're turning later. I think there's much more to that in the coaching department. And, you know, we're a young company, we're still learning stuff, but and it's been great. Like I said, if it's not just me, you know, Sonny, or we have Jake Neal, and we have Tad Funakoshi. The last race we had Cody Hodgson underneath the tent, and the amount of experience, you know, all of us being drivers ourselves back in the day, you know, maybe the way I describe something doesn't get through to one driver, but the way Jake or Sonny or Tad describes it gets through them. Better than I do. So, I mean, we just kind of have all these open conversations, open track walks, and where, you know, I don't want to make my name's on the company, my name's on the carts, but, you know, I try to have everyone involved, because no one knows everything. There's always someone that knows something a little bit better than you, and I just feel very fortunate to have all these guys working underneath my tent at the moment.
Right, right. I think that's huge, you know, and being open-minded too. You know, you got some people that just they're stuck in their ways, and this is how you're going to do it, or you can get out, and to be open-minded and let other people have their input and stuff, I think that's huge too, you know, because you can always learn from someone. You can learn from a new guy, you know what I mean? So,
100%.
And I think that when you touched on the being mentally prepared, you know, any young drivers out there listening, that's huge, man. It's I cannot express how huge it is to be mentally prepared. Because I've gone not mentally prepared and just had a disaster of a weekend, you know. And when I went mentally prepared, man, I have a great weekend. It's huge, you know. And I think that's a great thing, meditation and just getting into that aspect of it, you know, more than just driving. You know, I mean, working on your driver and not just the driving, your driver as a whole. You know, I think that's big, big, big. So that's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, our whole idea too, I mean, naturally, as we all start off in karting and racing, I mean, many people do have the aspirations to, you know, make it professionally and be a professional driver. But, I mean, in the real world, I mean, we all know it's extremely difficult to do that. But if we can give, you know, younger drivers and even older drivers or, you know, up-and-coming drivers, not necessarily the same old thing of how to drive fast, but, you know, how to maybe mentally prepare themselves or basically become more rounded people overall, and how, you know, especially right. the younger guys, I mean, being they're around older people, you know, maybe it brings up their maturity level, and you know, we try to keep a really respectful and clean environment underneath the tent, in a positive environment where, you know, none of these kids will feel like they can't come up to anyone and ask them a question. And you know, hopefully if they don't come out of it, you know, out of their racing career in karting as, you know, a professional racing driver, hopefully they come out with life experience and a positive life experience, positive role models, and learn how to become, you know, the firm handshakes and how to deal with people and how to deal with emotions and the ups and downs of racing. I mean, I think that's one of the best things about racing, other than, you know, the competition and everything, how much kids can learn just about everyday life. And if we can help guide them in a positive way through things like that, then, you know, it's not just for racing, but for in life and going forward. I mean, we're doing our jobs as role models and coaches.
Right. Huge, man. That's just huge. That's a good view. You know, cause that's where I think every kid and every parent, when they first get in, their kid gets pretty fast. They think that they got the next, you know, Jeff Gordon, you know what I mean? I don't know of a parent that didn't really think that until they went and they got into the, you know, bigger, I got out of club racing, went kind of, you know, some national stuff or maybe some regional stuff, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, wow, there's 15 kids that are as good as us, not just two, you know what I mean? And I think that's huge, you know, to teach them how to win gracefully, how to lose gracefully, because you're going to lose a lot more than you win, you know? I mean, that's just, unless you're, you know, one of a kind, and, you know, you're that special person, but they come around once in a lifetime, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and to be honest, too, I mean, you could be the best racing driver in the world, and maybe as you go up to the ranks of motorsports, I mean, different pressures and the amount of pressure and everything else becomes a lot different. It's not maybe necessarily just about driving the car, but everything else that goes along with it, and I mean, to be mentally strong. I mean, you look at some of these guys, like especially like in Formula One or like the Red Bull Junior Driver Program is a perfect example. So cutthroat. If you have a couple bad races, they'll cut you off the team, put someone else, another driver in it, and everything else. And I mean, the amount of pressure that drivers have to put on themselves. You know, like I said, you could be the best driver in the world, but if you let the pressure get to you and you're not mentally prepared, you won't drive to the best of your ability, and you're probably, you know, you might get replaced by someone that maybe is more mentally prepared to you, even though they're maybe not as talented. So there's all these little things that, and little tricks that I've learned, and, you know, being in the sport for so long and having now a different perspective. I mean, like I said, I'm not the one all knowing right person, but, you know, if we can help guide them and you know, give them a positive environment and, you know, try to explain it to them in a way that, you know, they can understand, and hopefully they can, you know, help them deal with these kind of things. Then in turn, you know, hopefully they can have better performance on the track, because in the end, I mean, that's what we're looking for. And, And then at the end of the day, because I mean, I'm sure a lot of kids will go through, well, I hope for a lot of younger drivers to go through our program. And just like anything else, you know, some people will go and they'll come and go. And you just hope that, you know, if they do go, you know, they come back or go away from it with a positive outlook. And hopefully they say, you know, I learned this from, you know, Team GFC, and it really helped me out throughout my career.
Right, right. So can anybody go into your driver program? I mean, do you have to go and be on the team, or can they just go and pay for a school, or how does that work?
Yeah, so, I mean, we really haven't set it up completely, you know, in the sense of, I mean, normally to be on our team, to race on our team, you have to be on our go-karts, which I know it seems a little bit rough, but, I mean, naturally, it's difficult for a manufacturer to bring on any other people that's on a different go-kart, because then it might just raise a lot of questions. Let's say you had an OTK product underneath my tent, naturally people would say, oh, that guy obviously doesn't think Gary's go-kart's good enough, so that's why he's on Tony Kart. For just one day coaching or outside coaching, we are available. You know, naturally, I would say if you're not on our go-karts, it might be more difficult for us to make time for you, because obviously we're going to make time for our customers that are on our carts before you, naturally. But what I would like to do, and I don't think right now obviously is not the best time to do it, because naturally we're going to start racing here in June. We're going to be doing our first race, I think, the weekend of June 12th or 13th. I can't remember the exact days, but we're going to be at Willow Springs.
The 13th.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the next weekend we're going to be in Phoenix. And then if Sonoma miraculously does open and they have the race, when the racing starts, I think we all know it's going to be crazy, because everyone's going to try to make up races. And for race teams like myself, it might be a thing where we're racing almost every weekend. So what the plan is to maybe have like a day of, you know, going out to local tracks, and especially in the wintertime, where anyone and everyone could come out and do like a proper school, in the sense of like you have numerous drivers, and where we'd have numerous coaches out there and kind of go over those things, do, you know, mini days. So, I mean, it's everything I projected, but it's right now I really can't see it happening until the season is over now, because now with the COVID deal, it's kind of really shooken things up. But yes, I guess the long story short, yes. I mean, we're open for coaching, you know, even people that are not on our products. And then naturally, we're always looking for new people to come race on our team. We're still planning on trying to do all the KPX rounds this year, and trying to get a more local, I guess KPX is not necessarily a local, but it's more of a local series, and we're definitely trying to push more that the KA program and also the cadet program in that series.
Right, right, right. That's cool. You got a cadet card now, huh? That's awesome.
Yeah, yes, and I mean, a lot. It's been going really well with Nico, and a lot of people think it looks cool with the body work and the graphics. And I mean, obviously, I'm naturally really biased, but I think the little Nico's kit with his suit and everything looks really cool. So, yeah, it's been going really well. He's had a lot of success. And Nico and his family have been really great to work with. Great young kid. I mean, if you guys all go check his Instagram page out, I mean, you'd think, you know, the kid's only 9 years old, and you'd think, you know, he's going on 20 and he's going into an IndyCar, how he promotes himself on the social media with videos and pictures and everything else. I mean, I have drivers that are 16 and up that are trying to be race car drivers, and they don't hold a candle to this kid's social media program. So, I mean, he's been a great kid to work with. Yeah, I mean, social media nowadays, it's literally a free website.
Right, right. It's free promotion. I mean, look at how many people just promote themselves on, you know, with YouTube channels and things like that, and Facebook, and, you know, Instagram, and whatever the heck else is out there, you know what I mean? But it's huge. I mean, that's a way to get to the masses quickly, you know?
100%, and it's free.
Right, right. I mean, how can you do that? You know, in the old days, you didn't. I mean, I don't even know how you did it in the old days. You know, I mean, like when Joey Hand was, you know, growing up and you were growing up, it's like, how do you promote yourself? You know, you got to be on the phone calling everybody all the time. You know?
Yeah. And you just hope, you know, back then there was the magazines, and you just hope you did well enough that your name was in the magazine enough. And then when you're contacting people, you'd send them magazines. So this is how you're going to get, you know, promotion and everything else.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different world that we live in now, especially, I mean, I was looking at a study that they did with younger people, and the most sought after career for high schoolers right now is to become a YouTube/Instagram influencer, social media influencer. That's the most sought after career right now.
No kidding, huh?
Yeah. So
wow.
I mean, that shows you how much people are taking social media. I mean, I don't know if people are making a living out of it or anything, but it just shows how many people are on social media, I would say.
Right. Right. That's big. So you said you're going to, what is that, Willow Springs on the 11th
or
12th?
Yeah, we have they have the Pro Kart Series, SCUSA Pro Kart Series down there. We're going to go down there with our cadet program, and then we'll go straight from Willow Springs to Phoenix, where they have the California Rock Challenge. I know it's in Phoenix, during this COVID deal, Phoenix was the first place they could go to with Andy Seisman's Challenge of America Rock program. So we're looking like we're going to have a pretty big team there, especially with the shifter carts. Our shifter cart team seems to be growing each day, and we'll have quite a few drivers will be going down there for that also.
Nice, nice. I'll be going down. I'm going down with Nevada Kart Sport, Rodney Rivera. And I'm going to be tuning for one of his guys. I think he's got like four or five guys going.
Nice.
So I get
very
to go
cool.
down. It'll
very
be good.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm excited. I really am. I'm excited to go to a big race like that and have a chance to tune, you know. My deal is if I can't tune my own cart because I can't tell you what's wrong with it, but if you tell me what's wrong with your cart, I can tune your cart. You know what I mean? Just tuning my own cart's a different story because I don't know how to tell you.
So busy driving it, right?
Right, right. I get to go down there. I'm excited for that. I really am. I'm excited. But it sounds like you got pretty schedule this year.
Yeah. I mean, definitely busy. I've been really lucky to have so many great customers that have been loyal to our program and been working hard and trying to do the best they can with scheduling and with everything. You know, now that everything is so kind of a little bit messed up with this pandemic going on. But, I mean, really lucky. Like I said, really, really lucky with the people that are around me and just trying to, get, you know, do the best I can to keep the customers happy and, you know, give back what they're giving all me. So it's always
right.
needs to be a two-way street. And, you know, you always have to always have to leave the customer, I guess, you know, thinking they got what they paid for and more, right? Because if you don't do that and you're not putting forth the effort that maybe they feel like they're paying for, I mean, like I said, the treat always needs to go both ways.
They just want value. They want to have value in their whatever they're buying. You know, people aren't scared to spend money. They want to spend the money, but they just want to make sure they're getting the best value that they can, you know, and getting the best plus for their buck. That's all.
No, exactly, as anyone should, right?
Right, right. That's what a successful business is going to do anyways, right?
So, no, but I'm
know
just
that,
excited that they're – oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, like, obviously really, really excited, really to get back racing, obviously. I'm sure you are, too, to get down to Phoenix. I mean, I'm sure it's going to be super hot down there, but, I mean, it's summertime. It's better than – being cooped up in our houses, right, and having
not
doing anything. So.
Nuts, man, especially, you know, everybody wants to get out there and race, and there's nowhere to go, and, oh, man, it's just been it's been a long haul, man, for people, you know, but we still got to keep it, you know, keep it real and keep the social distancing and still do our part, you know, and, I mean, a lot of people, you know, I see them on the news and stuff where they're just, they are not social distancing. They're on the beaches just partying and to me, it's like, wow, man, you, it's a little rough. It's a little rough.
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword. You know, there's a million ways to look at it, and I just can't wait for what it'll probably be, what, 5-10 years, there'll be, you know, some documentary on Netflix that we'll all get to watch and get all the juicy insider information and stuff. So you don't have to wait till that comes out and really see. Oh, I mean, who knows? I mean, I don't know. I guess I'm one of those guys that just kind of does my own thing, respects everyone's, you know, wishes and what they feel is necessary during it, and keep the politics out of it, because you can go, I think you're so drive yourself crazy, and I just go back to my shop and work on go-karts and worry about that. So I don't try to get wrapped up in too much into it, you know?
Right. I just had one of our listeners ask a question here, and it said, could you ask Gary, if a guy drives his chassis but can't afford to be under his tent, how much support can he expect?
Quite a bit. I mean, it's one of those things that if we're at the track and I'm personally always a phone call away. And then what we do with all of our chassis that are purchased new or used, we offer a setup sheet. And if you go I'll do a little shameless self promotion here. But if you go on our Instagram page or our Facebook page, GFC Karting, you can see actually one of our latest posts that it describes this setup sheet where we have it all broken down of all the changes you can make on the go-karts. And we have it sectioned in, you know, low grip, cold conditions, high grip or hot conditions, and even rain conditions. And just right there on the sheet, it tells you what setup, you know, like kind of our baseline setup that we would go to help you out at the track. So it's kind of the guessing, the guesswork kind of goes away. And then naturally, it's trackside service or anything. If you needed if you were in an accident and needed your go-kart, put it on the flat table. And if you're on GFC, we don't charge for anything like that. And if you have questions, you're more than welcome to come into the tent, ask, you know, what setups that we're running on the cars. And if our coaches see anything outside on the track for whatever reason, you know, you can come and talk to them. Granted, I mean, our time will be, you know, fairly limited, as we will be working with all of our drivers that are, you know, paying to be underneath our tent and have our service. But it's not like one of those things that the worst thing that I see manufacturers, you know, you buy the go-kart and that's it. You don't call us, figure it out. And we try to be much more open. And then we think with this setup sheet, it'll really help out people, you know, take away a lot of those questions, because they could just literally go there and look at the sheet. And if they have questions about the sheet or maybe get a little bit lost, and we're there at the track. I mean, you're allowed in the tent. We welcome you in the tent with open arms, and to talk with our technicians or myself, and we'll always have parts on hand and everything else.
Cool. So it sounds like quite a bit of support. I mean, you're going to give. I mean, you're going to be there for them. Like you say, you got your guys that are on the team that you got to give, you know, 100%, but you're still got a lot to give, you know?
We're not going to kick you off in the corner and be like, hey, you're not allowed in the tent kind of thing. No, not at all. I mean, we try to help you out as much as you can. I mean, it's not a thing like if you get in a crash, and, you know, even if we're really busy, you know, we'll try to do our best to help you, maybe put it on the flat table to check it out. But it's one of those things. I mean, you know, the fine line. I mean, I can't say that, you know, we'll be able to sit after every session and help you out. But, you know,
right.
I mean, granted, we'd hope you'd kind of go up. I mean, if you're not paying for a service, and being underneath the tent, that's, you know, data sharing and everything else, and track walks, and, you know, way more into the driver coaching. I mean, but it's a thing like, hey, like, if you just want to know, like, hey, what, you know, what axle are you guys running? Yeah, come over. We'll tell you what axle you should be running. And at the end of the day, if you guys are having problems with the cart on a practice day and you kind of want some advice, yeah, come over. And especially when things are a lot more calmed down at the end of the days, come over with open arms. We'll help you out. And I try to do a little bit myself if I'm not so busy, if I know there's a few go-kart of my go-karts out there on a race given weekend, you know, just walk by and, hey, how's it going? Is everything okay? You know, is there, you guys have any problems? And, yeah, I won't be able to sit over there for half an hour, but, you know, 10 minutes of my time, 10 minutes of my time, or if more time permits and we're doing, you know, we have more time, I'll try to get as much as I can.
Right. Well, it sounds like the Beeb might be looking into getting one of your carts, so maybe that's a good thing. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Beeb, get a car,
yeah,
Beeb. What about four stroke? You gonna have any four stroke chassis type stuff, or you're just steering clear of that?
Right now, I mean, to be honest, I think it's one of those things that I don't know if there's a huge market for us. I see the KA, and everyone that I kind of talk to, they say the KA is kind of the thing pulling up. But, I mean, to be honest, it's something that I've looked into. There's been a lot of questions about that. And I think definitely by the end of the season, we're going to be looking at maybe to develop in something like that. But I think to be brutally honest, and to everyone that's listening out there, I kind of wanted to see how the KPX series was looking this year, and seeing where the trends were going, because I naturally didn't want to put, you know, a lot of time and money and effort into something where maybe we started going on to the KPX races and everyone's switching over to the KA program. So, I mean, naturally, I know it's bigger in the clubs. I would say, you know, usually in club racing, the new kart market is very low.
Right.
In the sense of usually people get used carts, and naturally if I come out with a brand new cart, I mean, it might not, you know, people might not be receptive to it. So it's one of those things I got to really look at and study. I'm one of those guys that doesn't necessarily just doesn't go, okay, I'm gonna do a Briggs cart, you know, and hopefully it works out. I'm one of those guys that kind of methodically goes about it and looks at the market. And I guess I want to understand the market a little bit more too, and what the people are looking for. And maybe that's what kind of the hope was, you know, doing the KPX series, is, you know, openly talking to people and just kind of seeing what they thought about, you know, what was wrong, you know, what did they not like about the cart they were driving, or what they would like to see in the cart, you know, things like that, and get a bunch of information. So I can, you know, build upon and hopefully build a go-kart that maybe has a little, all these other brands have little nuances that people don't like. Well, maybe I don't want to produce a chassis with the same nuances or maybe the same problems that people, you know, encounter with their cart, and hopefully come out with a go-kart, you know, that's, you know, 95% right off the bat, instead of, you know, coming out with a go-kart and realize, oh, you know, maybe we should go this route and that route, and, you know, have a bunch of R&D and development and maybe a bunch of parts laying around that we first thought were okay, that, you know, we'll just end up in a bin and you just go, oh, that was a couple of thousand dollars wasted, you know, on
right,
something that
right.
maybe we just waited out and kind of understood the market a little bit better before we, you know, try to tap into it.
Well, I think that's why you're going to be successful, man, because you're smart like that. I think that's a great, you know, business model right there. I mean, instead of just jumping in with both feet, you know, dipping your toe in the water a little bit and feeling it and you know, getting some feedback. I think that's huge. I think that's huge.
Yeah. And that's the reason why, I mean, when we first came out with the go-karts, with the tag and the shifter model, I have a lot of experience with the cadet stuff, but it was one of the things, like, I couldn't personally test it, you know, with myself.
Right.
I didn't, you know, and the cadet development is probably one of the hardest ones, because as you're developing drivers and they're learning how to drive, I mean, it's not like they have years of experience. They could come in and tell me, like, yeah, Gary, you know, the chassis, I think, needs just a little bit more caster, or, you know, we need a little bit more lateral grip. I mean, it's natural for a 9-year-old to be like, yeah, it feels fine, you know, and then goes on to the way, because they're just learning how to drive themselves. So that's why it took a little bit longer to develop the cadet, and I just wanted to do it right kind of the first time and not, you know, think, go a route and then halfway down the season go, like, that's not the right way, and have to come out with another cart. And if we had customers on the carts, like, oh, yeah, you know, we have the 2019 and a half cart that you guys needed to buy because it's so much better. I'd like to try to come with a proven product the first time, so I don't run into that kind of type of situation.
Right, right. That's smart. That's smart. I mean, shoot. You know, that's how a lot of companies fail. You know what I mean? They don't do all the research, and they don't go that route. And they do jump in. It's hard to be successful, but sounds like you've been doing good, man. I'm stoked for you. That's awesome. It sounds like everything's going really good. I'd love to get you back on, you know, maybe mid-season, you know. We can kind of see how the season's going and check back in on your cadet. And, man, we'd love to hear from you again, you know.
Yeah, no, I love being on here. Thank you for having me on. And if there are any of the followers or listeners out there that do have questions or just kind of want to check out our product, I'm always at the track. Feel free to come up, say hello, and tell me that you heard me on Home Day with Harold. And you know, we're gonna get there at the KPX races and stuff. I mean, come in, say hello. I mean, our tents might look like they're a little bit blocked off and we're kind of secluded, but I mean, we're always open to new people. And if you have questions and you just want to check out look at the carts up close, just come by, and we're an open book in that respect.
Cool, man. Well, shoot, thank you so much for I know you're busy, man. I mean, you're the sole proprietor, right? So you're always doing something. There's no rest for you, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I literally kind of squeezed in dinner before coming on here, and then I actually probably when we get off the phone here, I'm gonna start doing some more book work. And I'll be up at 5:30, headed to Dixon tomorrow to get on track, try to be on track by 8 before it gets too hot.
It's a tough life, bud. It's a tough life.
No, it's long hours, but I mean, I get to work on go-karts all day, every day, and go to great tracks and work with great people. I mean, if I'm one to complain, I mean, I got issues, right? I mean, like, there is a lot of people out there, especially right now, and I feel for all these people that have been laid off and during this pandemic. And I mean, there's a lot of people in much worse situations than myself, and I think a lot of people even in the karting industry. I my heart goes out to them. I hope, you know, the economy turns around. I hope, you know, people get their jobs back, and I hope we can get back to normal as quick as possible. Because,
yeah,
you know, although it has affected my business greatly, I know it's affected so many more people so much more than myself. And, you know, my thoughts go out to them. And like I said, if I'm one to complain, I hope someone comes over and slaps me across the face and tells me, like, dude, like, You're in a much better position, and you get to do what you love every day. So, you know, snap
right,
out of
right.
it. Stop,
I know a lot of
stuff,
car shops are hurting out there. They're hurting.
Yeah, it's not easy for anyone, and you know, anyone that's in this business, you know, I got mad respect for, and especially people that have been doing it way, way longer than I have, and gone through the struggles and tribulations, and kept on chugging along. I know it's not easy. And like I said, I'm someone that's only getting their feet wet, and I'm sure anyone that might be listening to this, been in the business longer than I have, they're probably sitting there chuckling and saying, you know, just wait, dude, just wait, you know.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, try to go at it with the most positive attitude possible, and you know, hopefully we can keep it rolling like we have been, and I guess the future will tell all, right?
That's right. I mean, I think you just keep doing what you're doing, bud, and you'll be very successful, man. You're a good person. You have a good heart, and you have a big heart for the sport, you know, and that says a lot, you know. There's a lot of guys that would say, oh, no, I don't have time for you, you know. You want to pay to be under here, then I'll talk to you. But, you know, you're willing to go outside the box, and I just think that's big, you know, for people, you know, especially for the new guy who doesn't really know. They don't know what it takes. You know, once you go to one of them big races, then you see what it's really like. And it's like, holy cow, it's like, it's an eye opener, you know, for drivers and for coaches and for teams, you know what I mean? When they first, you know, go to a pro kart race. I mean, you may come off a club stuff and, you know, just smashing everybody, and you go there, and you're barely mid pack if you're lucky, you know? So it's a different game, you know, it's a different game when you're going to pro kart and pro tour and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like everything in sport and life. I mean, there's natural progression, and I always tell my drivers, you know, even though if you think you're good or you're the best on that day, there's always someone better than you. There's always, you know, every time that I thought I was doing well in my career, I, you know, go up to the next level, and then you get like that reality check, and like, you know what, there is someone better than me. And then if you have the right work ethic and, you know, the right people behind you and the right people guiding you, I mean, there's no reason why you can't get better. That doesn't mean you necessarily will get to the level, the highest level, but I mean, if you're always with the mindset that you can self-improve and always listen and everything else, I mean, there's always someone better. Even if you won that race that day, there's maybe someone better than you that day, and you always got to strive to be better than where you were yesterday.
That's right. That's right. I mean, just tuning your cart and having it dialed every time is huge, and it's hard to do, you know what I mean? Because it changes during the day from, you know, carts and grip, and oh my gosh, dude, I could be, you know, a club race the weekend before and then go to a KPX race the next week and just be way off the pace. It's like, holy cow. And it's just because there's so many more carts there, the track's so much more gripped up. You got to do things to, you know, keep your cart freed up. And I mean, it's just, there's a lot to it, man. And it's not easy, you know, to be consistent every weekend, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And then maybe when you go to different tracks or whatever, you see some drivers that do well, better at some tracks than the other. So, I mean, it's a difficult sport. Takes a lot of hard work, a lot of experience. But with that, I mean, it's a beautiful sport in the sense of, you know, the camaraderie, the people that you can meet, the lessons you can learn, you know, like we were talking about with the younger drivers, you know, just life lessons. I mean, it's a great sport. I mean, what other sport do you get to race on, let's say, the same track or the same field, so to speak, as, you know, older, experienced drivers when you're younger? I mean, you know, when you're playing soccer or baseball, any sport, you're always around kids at your age or playing around kids your age. And in racing, you're getting to watch, you know, the next level, maybe even right before your race. You know, you can watch the older drivers and be around the older drivers and see how they interact with each other, and you see it all the time that kids, you know, young cadet drivers that hang out at the races, and you can go to, you know, bigger races and more, you know, be around more professional people. They almost get back to school, and you hear it from teachers all the time, where they're so much more mature, you know, they listen. And you even hear from the kids, like, yeah, like I go to school and I'm around my friends, it's great and all, but they literally just want to get back to the track because I mean, Nico has friends underneath at our tent, you know, that are 25 years old, and he's sitting there talking to them like he's one of the boys, you know, because when you're around naturally older people, more mature people, you become mature like them. So it's probably one of the coolest things about our sport. And I mean, for people that parents that can be a part of that and then, you know, sit there and which, you know, how many sports can dad and mom work on the cart and be kind of a part of the team where they can do basketball and they have the coaches and everything. And they just literally have to sit in the stands and watch how it goes. So it's really cool in that aspect of our sport.
Well, and you're not going to go to a Pee Wee football game, and then after they're done playing, Notre Dame comes out and takes the field. And then after they're done, the Raiders come out and take the field. You know what I mean? It's just not like that.
Exactly. It's just not like that. And in karting, it is. You know, each level is higher, and
really,
you know, you can sit there and watch and study, and you know the really young drivers that are really into it and that, you know, naturally want to get better. You probably see them on the fence watching, you know, the bigger classes and seeing how they race and seeing how they pass. And I mean, you can't tell me, I mean, little kids are like sponges. They suck everything up so quick, and they watch how they race, and they probably want to go, if they look up to that guy, they probably want to go out and mimic. And the next time they go on the track, I'm going to pass, you know, a guy at that place, that same style. I mean, shoot, I did it with Joey Han. I remember vividly watching him doing races and how he would go in corners sideways and pass guys and everything. I mean, you can guarantee I went to the next race, I'm going to do it like Joey. I'm going to do it exactly like him, you know, and try to do it like him because that was cool. And and Joey Hand's the man, right? I mean, kids do that.
Right, for sure, for sure. And that's what, you know, it's important about, you know, the older generation to be role models, you know, to be a positive role model for all you older kids out there, to be positive for the younger kids because they look up to you. You know, the junior ones look up to the junior twos. You know, the junior twos look up to the seniors. And the seniors, they don't look up to the masters, but but they look up to the next level, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and, the next level of car racing or whatnot. I mean, they're looking up at those guys. So, yeah, I mean, there's always
– right.
There's always that, and then I guess the master guys, who do they look up to?
I think we just all try to stay on the track, and we don't really look. We just try to look forward and stay on the track.
they look up to the guy who's got the most beer in the cooler at the end of the weekend, right?
right. The coldest and the most. So
yeah, exactly.
I love it. Well, all right, Gary. Well, thank you so much, man. I surely appreciate it. And like I say, you're more than welcome anytime to jump on the show. Just give me a call if you want to talk about your product or talk about a race or get some of your drivers on here too. You know, we can talk to some of them and, you know, get their experience with your, you know, race team, you know, too. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not the guy who tries to talk about myself or my products very much or, you know, what we've won and everything. I've just never been kind of that type of guy, but I think it'd be
really cool, actually.
Get some of my drivers on the show because I think it'd be a great practice for them because, like I said, we try to develop them in all ways and it's the thing where they want to be racing drivers when they grow up. I mean, they're obviously going to have to be able to speak in front of crowds and in front of cameras and do podcasts and things like this. So I think it'd be great practice for them to start going
on
these podcasts.
We've brought a lot of kids on this show. We brought a lot of kids that were really shy, and by the time they're, you know, done with the season, they're just, like, talking up a storm on the show. They're all comfortable, you know, and we've actually helped a lot of kids out in that sense, and I think that's big. That's why I like to have the kids on the show.
Yeah, I think that's a great thing you're doing, dude. I mean, indirectly, you're helping these kids, I mean, way more just in life than in what they're going to do on the track, you know, even if they use it to become a professional in motorsports or just in general when they go get a regular job. I mean, as everyone knows, if a shy guy, if you both have the same talents, a shy guy doesn't really speak very well, or a guy who's assertive and knows how to speak and everything, you're naturally going to gravitate to that guy, to the guy who speaks well. So.
Right. Like I say, a closed mouth doesn't get fed, man. The guy with the open mouth, he's probably going to get fed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. That's awesome that you do that for those kids. And, yeah, we'll try to get a couple of my drivers on there and get them tuned up because I'm sure a lot of them probably need a little bit of help in that area.
Right. So we'll plan that. I'll get a hold of you, and we'll do something like that for sure.
Yeah. I'll get them all lined up. Cool, man. I really appreciate having you on. And, we look forward to having some of my drivers on there, and we'll go from there.
Absolutely, and I look forward to seeing you, in a couple weeks, huh?
Yeah. Well,
in,
2-3 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited to finally get to go and, like, you know, because for me, it's like just being a part of racing is huge, you know? I mean, I love racing, but if I can just be a part of it, that's what I love, you know what I mean? If we can help people get faster and that's where it's at for me, you know what I mean? I love that.
There's a short window where I get to race with the kids.
The kids is like, even when they're new, they come up, you know, and they're as fast as me for about a day. And then they go right by me. You know what I mean? So I got a short window to race with those kids. Oh, man, it's funny.
Good thing there'll be abundance of them coming through, right? So.
That's right. That's what we're hoping for, you know. We got to get that next generation and the next generation and the next generation, you know, because people fall out. They go do other things, other sports and whatever. So you got to keep that influx coming in, you know, to karting. I'd like to see it get a lot
100%.
Bigger.
100%. Couldn't agree more on it. And if we all do our part, the people that are in industry or have been in the karting a while, I mean, set a positive environment and, you know, because, I mean, anything, we can be our worst own enemies, right? If we don't give a positive environment maybe to the new people or anyone that's around, and you know, people will go away from the sport, not because they don't like the sport, but maybe just, they don't like the attitude of the people that they're around, and they'll go do something else.
and that's one thing that, that it does have is a pretty good attitude around karting. You know what I mean? I got to give it that. You know, other sports I've done, I used to race motorcycles. They're not as friendly. I'll tell you that. So.
No, that's great that we have that going for us.
Right, right. All right, everybody. Well, thank you guys for listening in tonight. Thank you, Gary, for, you know, giving us your time. I know you're a busy guy, but you always have a little bit of time for Hump Day with Harrell, and we sure appreciate that. And good luck with your season. Congratulations on your success. I mean, you guys have just been killing it out there. So doing what you're doing, man, and you're going to be very successful, dude. You're doing a great job, man.
Oh, I appreciate the kind words, and yeah, I just hope to keep the ball rolling and hope to keep meeting new people here in the sport and hopefully have a positive influence.
You got a website or that you want to throw out there or how they can get a hold of you?
Yeah. So shameless promotion plug will be our website is www.gfccarting.com. And then all of our social media handles are GFC Karting. We have a Facebook page and also an Instagram page. And then through our website, you'll find the emails and how to contact us.
Okay. And if you guys can't figure that out, get a hold of me, and I'll make sure you get in touch. So we'll make sure that we'll get you in touch with Gary. Maybe we'll get you a commercial going on here, too. We got a few commercials we do for our sponsors, and we'd love to give you a commercial. Maybe get some plugs out there. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Well, I mean, whatever I can do to help the community in karting, I'm always trying to do my best. I mean, like you said, I sometimes get a little bit strapped on time, but I mean, try to give everything I can.
Right. All right, brother. Well, you have a great rest of your night, and we'll see you in a few weeks.
All right. Thank you very much, sir.
All right. Thank you, Gary. All right, everybody. Well, thank you for all our listeners out there for listening in. I apologize for our long-winded DJ, which was me and our music, flipping. I just, like I say, I didn't have the help I thought I was going to get tonight, so hopefully we'll get it back next week and we'll be dialed in. Thanks for listening. Thanks for everything you guys do for karting. For me, you guys made it put a smile on my face, and we'll see you guys, I don't know when. When are we going to start racing around here? We need to. I know that. We need to start racing. So we'll figure it out. If we had the KPX guys on here, they could tell us, but they're not here, so I don't know. But we'll get it figured out. All right, you guys have a good rest of the week. Stay cool. It's going to be a little cooler tomorrow, but it's going to be a hot one. So, man, try to stay cool. All right, we'll talk to you guys soon. Thanks again.
And things unfold.